Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, it is almost All Hallows Eve, as it were, and so we have lots of Halloween stuff. I went to a friend's house yesterday afternoon for a meeting, and all of the children and grandchildren were there. There must have been a dozen of them running around, and they all had pumpkins that they carved.
Oh, fine.
So sons of my, well, they're all my friends, but one of the kids wanted to take me outside and show me which one was his. And then he couldn't tell which one was his.
He forgot.
All chopped up and carved up and whatever, but it's kind of a cute way. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. What there is something wrong with is the fact that we're already being inundated with Christmas advertising. So it's the ho-ho holiday season, and with that in mind, the Christmas focus already, I hear there are going to be stations that are, right after Halloween, going to be converting to Christmas music, and those stations turn out to be, if you look back over the most recent years, those stations tend to be the ones that get the most listenership, other than the talk stations, especially with this stuff going on like there is right now. Everybody's talking about what's going on in the Middle East, and the passing of Matthew...
Perry.
Matthew Perry, yeah. So, anyway, Christmas music and Christmas ads, it seems like very inappropriate at this point. Let's stick with Halloween. As long as you're spending money, billions of dollars are spent every year on Halloween stuff, including a Halloween joke book, which I picked up yesterday, and I thought that you could sort of succumb to these. All right, here's the first question. You ready?
Ready.
Why wouldn't the monster eat the clown?
I don't know. Why wouldn't the monster eat the clown?
That's kind of a wimpy response. Come on, you got to come up with something.
Nope, my mind's blank on that. What's the answer? Yeah.
He tasted funny.
Never would have came up with that one.
What's a witch's favorite subject? James, you can jump in on this stuff as well if you want.
I don't know. I feel like I'm failing here.
No.
I think it's geometry.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
Spelling.
Okay.
What do sea monsters eat for dinner?
My brain is just going straight blank.
Fish and ships. Ships.
Fish. Oh, and ships. Ships. Gotcha. All right, that one's cute.
All right, last one. Why did the girl put Halloween candy under her pillow?
Because she wanted to have sweet dreams.
Good for you. Hooray.
Nailed it.
They didn't nail that. So where are the most haunted states, the spooky stuff? I'm probably in the most haunted because the Salem witch hunts and all the stuff that goes on at Salem. I know the former mayor of Salem, who's now the lieutenant governor of Massachusetts, was telling me that it is, she was mayor up there, I think, for 13 or 14 years. And it was this time of year, you cannot move in that town. People come, they want to see where the witches were burned at the stake. I want to get the feel to see if there's some spooky stuff still around. Haunted houses up there, galore. They make a whole, some people make a whole career out of Halloween and the stores, sheer number of locations, that kind of stuff.
Now, before Salem, there was witch trials in Hartford, Connecticut. Do they have kind of the same turnout as Salem does? Or is Salem really the only... Wow.
No. But there are other places around the country where things like in California and Utah, and they have haunted houses galore, California ranked first in the number of Spirit Halloween stores. They had 172 at the beginning. Good heavens. They also have the most haunted locations. Do you know what the number one location is that people want to see in California on Halloween?
California? I feel like it's the abandoned prisons that are always the big ones.
It was Alcatraz.
Alcatraz. Yeah.
2 million search results, right? And then there's in Utah.
Crazy.
Those of you listening in Utah, you've got Union Station, and there are lots of people looking for stuff about Union Station. I don't know. I've never been to it. Well, I think I have driven by Union Station in Salt Lake. Anyway, so Alaska also has some scary spots, apparently. New Hampshire has. Marshfield, Wisconsin. They have the hospital with the spirit of a man in a black robe supposedly inhabits. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, I know a lot of these places, like some of the abandoned hospitals or abandoned and shut down prisons, they will do Halloween time things where they'll do tours year round, but on some of the Halloween stuff they actually do like ghost hunting or sleepovers. And I would like to take a tour, but I don't there will be no sleeping if I'm ever there.
No, but you like that scary stuff.
Yeah, but not that in depth. Like, I would like to tour someplace, but when it's the whole, like, the overnight thing and, you know, at the 3 a.m. witching hour, like, I don't want to be in a haunted location at 3 a.m. I just don't. I'm not that into it. That's a little too scary for me.
Movie theaters galore. The whole The business about what's playing at the theater, but more on television or on the streaming services. Good heavens, you click around yesterday and there were stuff everywhere. Every channel, one of the streaming channels, has some horrible, gory Halloween movie or something like that on. I don't know. People like that stuff. But not me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, taking a trip over to the Middle East. Biden, the president of our country, says that Netanyahu and others have to consider a two-state solution after this current situation subsides. That has always been mission impossible. They could never get these people together because they're both hardliners, or both sides take a hard line. This has been going on for 3 weeks. The Israeli-Hamas war is what it's being called, and it could be long and difficult. So some say the situation is so uncomfortable. My friend Uri Geller, who's there, was recounting being outside and seeing the missiles go over. I think he's told us that on more than one occasion, frankly.
Yes, and then the... I'm blanking on the name, not the Iron Grid. The defense?
Oh, Iron Dome.
The Iron Dome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yep. So, what is, for those of you who don't know or haven't heard of the two-state solution, this is a circumstance in which Israel coexists with an independent Palestinian state. The reason it's eluded all of us, since the beginning, is because it's not good for business unless Hamas is gone. Hamas will continue to stir the pot because the money that goes in aid, supposedly, to Palestinians doesn't ever get to them. It gets to Hamas, and that's why Arafat, who was the original leader, no, I think he was the second guy in charge of Hamas, died with a $5 billion bank account. Because the money was filled, and that's why they stir this stuff up. It's all in their own self-interest. Does it, or could it, spiral into a broader regional conflict? The Iranians are trying to be, they're like a bug on your butt, but they're behind the scenes stirring the pot here because that's good for them. But this is not, that's what they think anyway, not good in the end. If they don't mind their own P's and Q's, because we don't have to necessarily mess with them, although I think we bombed some places in Syria over the weekend, if I remember reading that. And then, you know, because there were some things that were either in the works or had been, some missiles had been launched from there. So the Middle East is a tinderbox. There's nothing unusual about that. Frankly, the president of Egypt and President Biden talked about this. It was interesting. I was watching Bill Maher, M-A-H-E-R, on Friday, as I try to do, because I appreciate his points of view, frankly, these days, not the same as they used to be. And although he's fairly complimentary toward the Biden administration, he thinks that Biden needs to go away. He thinks Trump needs to go away. The situation with who comes along. What's the guy's name? Phillips, who's running against Biden?
Dean Phillips. Name? Mm-hmm.
Phillips, yeah, right. So he got some time and some thought. It's just this. We keep going around and around in circles here, and I'm not sure what's the old expression, where we stop, nobody knows.
Yeah, that's accurate right now.
Yeah, right. The Palestinians have always said they wanted statehood, but then how there is an outfit called the Muslim Advocacy Organization, and that is a group that exists here and in other countries. It's trying to find a way to, you know, have something. Palestine was a state that existed before Israel became a state. And I've given you some of my thoughts over the last week or so as to how that all came apart, came together. There's a lot of frustration here because there are a lot of people who don't think that Israel should have our full support. A lot of people, actually, if you listen to both sides and there's credibility, it's hard to know what to believe. That's really, you know, when it gets to the bottom line here, this is not an easy thing. It's about us supporting Israel, not for the reasons of humanity, but for the reasons I explained last week, because it's a military stronghold for us, and, you know, we need to be there. And so I think that that's part of, anyway, the conditions are deteriorating, that's for sure, a long way from a ceasefire, it would seem. And so we stand, I don't know, we stand in quicksand, I think, much anything else. 18 half the hour on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I can help whoever's
next. Cooper's Overnight Shipping Company has to deliver the goods.
Ship these gifts to your grandkids.
They need a logistics manager to keep the wheels turning.
126 packages going to Toronto, Tuscaloosa, Montreal, and Minneapolis. Oh, boy.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be a genius to figure out the theme from Friends being played and why it's being played on radio stations and talked about in the media spread across the country. This guy was someone that has had a very strong influence because of his role in Friends. That has had a very strong cultural impact since it began in the 1990s and still does today.
Yeah, Matthew Perry Chandler is still quoted regularly in different clips used as memes shared on social media. Every single character was iconic.
Yep. Well, the information around how he died is pretty clear now, and I'll get into that. And we have kind of a nice tribute to him right after this.
Things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Beloved actor and friend, Matthew Perry has died. Born in Massachusetts, August 19, 1969, Matthew moved to Los Angeles from Ottawa, Canada at the age of 15 to pursue an acting career. He acted steadily throughout the 1980s and early 90s, playing short-lived roles in Second Chance, Boys Will Be Boys, and others. His big break came when he auditioned for a sitcom that became Friends.
I did know that Friends was going to be a hit. I didn't know that it was going to be the giant hit that it was.
Playing the part of Chandler Bing made him famous around the world.
Oh, like what you saw, huh?
Dug my action, did she? Checking out the chin-chin.
Due to the immense popularity of the sitcom, Perry and the rest of the six-member main cast were each making $1 million per episode by 2002. The program earned him an Emmy nomination in 2002 for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. We remember actor, author, writer, and director, and an icon, Matthew Perry.
So not only did they make $1 million an episode, none of these people that were part of the show ever had to work again in their lives because of the success of the resurgence, if you will, of interest. I don't know if it ever went away, but
no,
syndication rights
yeah,
and the amount of money that they made. Yeah, they made $20 million a
mm-hmm.
year, all of them. So, anyway, that's not the most important thing. Most important thing is to use this as a warning. What happens when you get hooked on drugs, certain drugs? His stomach literally exploded, and he almost died. They were able to, like a 2% chance.
Oh, his
chance.
Colon due to the opioid addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many years ago was that? And that's the real kicker. He had found sobriety, and he was sober for, I want to say, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
But they, of course, they're doing the autopsy and everything, but some of the things that are circulating are a cardiac incident, and he was playing pickleball earlier, went to the hot tub, and you're not really supposed to run the hot tub for 24 to 48 hours after exercising because you need to let your heart rate drop back down. And it's one of those things that we'll see what happens. But it's just so heartbreaking. It is absolutely devastating.
Well, again, is it not he had been in and out of these problems because of what he allowed himself to do. And the thing that seems more apparent than anything is the people who work with him, people who were around him loved the guy. They thought he was fabulous. So anyway, certainly a lot of talk today about the passing of Matthew Perry at the age of 54. It's 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren X.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy, there's cookies, there's snacks, there's it's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Liz.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers Union is growing its strike against General Motors. Shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend, the UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The auto workers have been on strike since September 15th. In Florida, Tampa police are reporting two people are dead and 18 others were injured in a shooting after a fight between two groups broke out in the streets early yesterday morning in Tampa's Ybor City. Officers were present when the incident happened just before 3 a.m. local time. Authorities believe there were at least two shooters involved. Well, it's true, a lot of us do like to eat them like popcorn, and believe it or not, they have their own national day, as today is National Candy Corn Day, as Halloween is just hours away. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Yep. Ba-doop, ba-doop. Up, but up. Might give me a little more volume on that, James.
Mysterious and spooky. Hey. Together, Ookie, the Addams Family.
So, more music from Halloweens of the past, television, radio, all that good stuff here on the Good Day program. It's Monday, the 30th of October. Jay Kirstner and Doug Steffen at the ready here for Halloween. I'm looking at some of the forecasts around the country. Looks like it's going to be kind of chilly in the central part of the country, the upper Midwest, and even over here into New England where you are. It's probably Kind of chilly. There are people who are going to tell you, the weather forecasters or the people who want to scare you, it's going to snow! Oh, no! Snow!
It would not be the first time to snow on Halloween.
No, not at all. And then it's going to warm up again. But we are having our first frost here. If all things go according to schedule, we'll have a frost on Wednesday night. I haven't had a frost here yet, so the first day of November. I can remember back when we had frosts, 10th or 11th of October, which kind of kills all the things that are growing. I have lots of corn for the cows that I haven't chopped yet, and a lot of grass just stops growing. And it just gets kind of, it isn't bleak, I wouldn't use that word for it, but it gets, it kind of looks, it looks wimpy. That's what happens after the frost. And then, there are lots of other things that we have to contend with that are good. In fact, there are a lot of things around that are, I'm sort of an agnostic. You know how I feel, Jay, the way you feel about the fall going into the winter. It's nice because we have a contrast here. I feel exactly the opposite. Although it is beautiful, but it feels like the loss of everything. It's the loss. Like, again, we're talking about snow. We're talking about freezing.
The darkness.
Yeah. Next week at this time, it'll be because we've started daylight savings time, which is another can of worms and one of the more ridiculous things to exist in our world is daylight savings time. And the fact that in reality there's a bill in the House and the Senate and has been there kind of prattling around for a couple of years, they all agree we have to change. But the House wants it to change, if I'm served right, it may be the other way around, but I think what the House agreed to was that we have daylight savings time all the time, and the Senate wants to have it as regular, not influenced by the weather, which used to, the sun and stuff and farming. So anyway,
people vote on it?
Well, you'd think that somebody could figure out what the American people are saying in droves. This there's not a real discussion or disagreement here. The American people wants it to be the same all the time. Hmm. And whether it's, I would think I'd prefer to have daylight time all the time. Is that confusing with the rest of the world? That's like anything else.
Well, not if it stays the same. You know what I mean? As long as it's staying the same, if you want to stay on daylight time versus standard
time.
Right,
everybody should be on the
same. It's at least staying the same. Look at Arizona. Yeah. Well, not even the whole state of Arizona. The state of Arizona can't even figure it out within themselves. You have some parts of Arizona that do not, well, actually, most of Arizona does not change the clocks, but some still do. Hawaii doesn't.
Yeah. Nope, they don't. I know, going over the Hoover Dam, it's always interesting, depending on the time of year. If you've ever driven over the Hoover Dam when the rest of the country is in a different time, you think, okay, what time is it? I remember doing that many times driving over the dam. Okay, what time is it? Hey, kids, what time is it? It's howdy doody time. Yeah. All right,
well, the one of it that has, it's the timing is off by half an hour, too. It's like hours difference and then half an hour.
Yeah, you're right. There is something wacky. But I don't remember where that is either. Yeah. Joe Biden has got his challenges. Was that off the air or on the air? I said Phillips. Was that off the air?
I believe it was on the air. Dean Phillips, Minnesota?
Yeah. Right. Okay, so there are some other people now that are looking, and certainly Gavin Newsom is another one of them, that are doing the unspeakable. Oh, my God. The Democratic National Committee says, don't you dare do that. Joe Biden is our candidate. Well, not so fast, because that's not. There's so much negative feedback. There's a cycle of, and maybe this is what happens in these parties, because you really see the insincerity anymore of the people. Oh, I'm a Democrat. I'm going to support whoever the party's nomination is. And then you hear all this infighting. And the same is true in the Republican Party. So you get the sense that we have these people who, it's about me. It's about the things that, it's not about party loyalty. It's about me. I want to be president. And then the people that are running the party say, no, so us, we're in charge here. Get out of the way. And the Republicans are eating this stuff up, but they've got their own problems as well, because they have a lot of flaws in the people. I mean, who's got more flaws than Trump? And he's got more flaws than flies. Is he the likely nominee? Yeah. If it were today, probably yes. But we're a year away. The primaries are in September. And as I have said 900 jillion million times, the primaries are more important than the general election. Mm-hmm. The fact that 22-24% of the public vote, and usually that's where the crazies, the people who are lunatics, come from the fringe, that's where they get their start. You know, how do these crackpots get in? They get in because they know the system, and they can run themselves through the primary and hold their breaths while nobody shows up to vote, and then they get on the ballot, and they win. So anyway...
Well, I don't think enough people talk about primaries. A lot of people forget about the primaries because it's always the big election. It's always the second Tuesday of the month. Then the first Tuesday of the month.
First Tuesday of November.
And people know about that stuff. When it comes to the additional elections, it's not broadcast. People aren't pushing it. People don't mention the dates enough. I think that it's one of those out of sight, out of mind.
It's also because the system has been geared now toward not teaching civics. So one of the most important things you could learn in school was how the government operated, and that's not being done anymore by design. That happened when George Bush was president, and they spent all that money, all of the things like art and music and civics, teaching those classes went out the window because we were draining so much money from the system to fight that damn war in Iraq. And everything, a lot of things, I shouldn't say everything changed, but a lot of things changed, and not for the better. So under that circumstance, and then there's all kinds of strategies they come up with to distract you from what the real issues are. I was looking at the Gallup poll and what Biden's ratings are all about. To say that they've gone lower and they keep going lower is an understatement. And so the Democrats say, uh-oh, what do we have to do? People at best are lukewarm about his candidacy. And that's true, they are. His approval rating among Democrats is down to 37%. That's pretty staggering when you get right down to brass tacks. So that's why guys like Phillips and Newsom come around. Newsom's all over the place. But this is, why should he be paid as governor of California when he's running around the world going to Israel, going to China? They say, well, I'm on a mission to help the state of California. You're a big phony. That's not what you're doing at all. And anybody with any common sense knows that. So anyway, but you look at Biden's current situation, this is not good for them, not good for him.
No.
And yeah, no, and then there's the whole business about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and how he plays. He's getting more popular every day. Excuse me. He had Bill Maher, one of the things he said on his program on Friday was how he would support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There are a lot of people, I feel that way at the moment. He's a credible option. Mm-hmm. To the other stuff that's there. Do I think he'd be the best president in the history of the... Say again, Jay?
I was just saying, especially since he moved to being an independent candidate.
Yeah, right. And there are a couple of others who are independents that have serious... They have serious intentions, and they can make a serious dent in whatever... You know, whoever's put up by the two major parties. The elected leaders all across the country, everybody's got low poll. Everybody. It doesn't make any difference. People that are disgusted with the Republicans and the Democrats and the negative stuff, they can't get anything done. And so that's infected how we talk about and what our attitude is toward all of this stuff. That's the way I look at it anyway. Discord upon discord upon discord. Back in 2020, the party was right there with Joe. Now, no, not at all. Whether it's the age, whether he just does stuff that's unpopular, I'm taken back by some Democrats say, oh, he's done a great job. Really? What has he done? Honestly. And I'm trying to be objective here. What has Joe Biden done that is that significant, that has been the glue that's held things together or is holding? I just don't see it.
This is where we need a cricket soundbite.
Yeah, right. Ribbit. No, that's a frog, right?
frog.
Okay. So here's an interesting reality. There was 5 hours left before William Spear was supposed to get the injection. He was on death row, got a last-minute stay of execution. The victim's sister went on record suggesting that he not be killed. He has spent all but 16 years of his life behind bars. He killed an inmate in jail, and they're outside, inside. I mean, this guy is a murderer, plain and simple. But one of his victims, this guy Dickerson, his sister, said she, quote, has spent much time reflecting on what justice my brother and my family deserve. In my heart, I feel that he is not only remorseful for his actions, but has been doing good works for others while he's been inside.
So at least he has something left to offer the world. Well, and her brother was the inmate he killed.
Yeah. So, but didn't he kill somebody else in that way?
I think he was... I believe he was serving for something else, but she came to bat for him, and she said that justice for her family, for her brother, is not to kill somebody else, and that in the years since what happened, since the significant crime, that he has kind of turned around. Now, is he going to be getting out? No. But yeah.
Yeah, it does. That does happen from time to time. Interesting to see. What down the road happens. Speaking of going down the road, you want to take a trip to Las Vegas, here's the number. Write it down quickly or pick up the phone right now and call 800-419-3684 and get 3 days and two nights without having to pay for them in Las Vegas. How about that for a deal? 48 after the hour, boys and girls.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh. It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About 53 after the hour, Monday on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's food, farm, and family time. Da-da-da-da-da. Today, we celebrate National Candy Corn Day, which is pretty appropriate, right? At first,
it's amazing how many corn. People like candy corn and then how many
I love candy
jokes.
Corn. I like it. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
George Renninger. Freeze-dried candy corn?
Yes.
No, I never
apparently it's
that.
All the rage this year.
Hard. Oh, that'd be too hard, though. Nuh-uh. So anyway, George Renninger worked at the Wonderly Candy Company, and he created candy corn back in the 1800s in Philadelphia. Yeah, he thought the beauty of corn juxtaposed autumnal colors, and that's why it has several different colors, right? Bright colors of candy lasted a long time, according to him. And so this turned out to be a winning idea because it was introduced around Halloween. And so there, when they say the rest is history, some people call it a jelly belly. But I think there's another corn now, right? I mean, another candy called jelly belly, right?
Jelly beans, yeah. Jelly belly is the brand of a jelly bean.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. I didn't, well... Then there are the butter cream candle. They look like a little candle, right, with the orange and yellow, and then the white on the top. It looks like a candle a little bit. Recipe for candy corn. Everybody ready? You can make your own. It's sugar. Wow, what a surprise.
Yeah.
Corn syrup and water. I have marshmallow and some wax. What, that carnauba? Isn't that what you put on your car? That's why they call it carnauba wax, but this is in this recipe as well. Imagine that, you're eating the wax you put in your car. All right, so it goes back to right after World War II. A lot of people started bagging it and selling it, and so now the annual production in our country of candy corn, 35 million pounds of this stuff every year. 35. I love, as I said, I mix it up with lots of other things. It's just kind of fun to have. So that brings me around to wondering what the most, according to the national, let's see, what is this called? The National Retail Federation is studying Halloween candy and what's most popular at the grocery stores and the drugs. Well, they aren't drug stores anymore. Thrift stores, you know, you go in there and you look around to see what the spending level. So guess how much money is spent on Halloween candy. Never mind Halloween.
$2.5 billion.
Yeah, that's about right.
Wait, really?
$12 billion is spent on Halloween, but $2.5 billion is spent on candy.
Wow.
So I'm looking around. In Alabama, Skittles is the number one candy. In Alaska, it's Twix. Arizona, Hershey Kisses. Just to give you an example of how different it is around the country. Number one seller in Arkansas is Butterfinger. Number one seller in California is M&M's. Milky Ways sell more in Colorado than anything else. Almond Joy, Almond Joy, is the most popular in Connecticut. And there's an interesting list of all of these things.
What's your state, Doug?
The most popular Halloween candy. In Massachusetts, it's the, they're all from Mars candy, the Three Musketeers and M&M's, those are, I wish it were candy corn. I like M&M's, I'll have some M&M's pretty much. Mm-hmm. So the question then comes on, because all this stuff, is the bottom line is tomorrow night when you go out, you're looking for trick-or-treat candy. And then the question comes up among parents, how old is too old to go trick-or-treating, to put on these kooky costumes and to have children come around? I was talking earlier about being at a little party pumpkin. The kids are all dressed up in their Halloween costumes and stuff. It's okay for children, but at what age should you stop trick-or-treating? What age did you, how old were you when you stopped trick-or-treating?
Oh, I cannot recall. I think I was still somewhat young, maybe 12-ish or something.
Yeah.
I feel like when it comes to trick-or-treating, though, being too old, if you want to do it, do it. My thing is more so people handing out candy, how sometimes they'll be rude to people, and you don't know if maybe somebody has developmental challenges just by looking at them,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Let people do their thing. You bought the candy to hand it out, hand it out.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I think there are strong feelings about this. The 12, 13, 14 probably ought to be the edge or the limit on that one.
If you can buy your own candy, then go buy your own candy. That's the
right, one. Exactly. Instead of raiding your... Whenever I see
Instead
my grandson
age.
After Halloween, hey, what do you have for me, Miles? Let's share some.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.